Ship pilot Dennis Aho of Superior has been working on the Great Lakes since 1963. His job is to guide international ships through the Seaway to Lakes Superior, Michigan, and Huron. He says the boost in 2012 is good news.
Oh, it sure is. The only thing that really deters us is the water levels in St. Mary's River, since we haven't had much snow or rain the last few years. There's been a lot of delays and a lack of tonnage.
39 million tons of grain, iron ore, coal, and general cargo made its way up and down the Seaway last year. U.S. St. Lawrence Seaway Deputy Director Craig Middlebrook says the busiest month was December, when grain made a late season surge. Although that was down slightly overall, iron ore and coal were up more than 10% over 2011.
That's a reflection of the improving international market, because a lot of that increase can be attributed to exports, commodities, particularly coal and iron ore. And then just the rebound also domestically of the manufacturing industries in the United States and Canada, particularly automobile, but also energy.
Middlebrook says wind energy components were up 31%. He says all of that bodes well for the upcoming season. Great Lakes pilot Aho hopes he's right.
I haven't talked to anyone about predictions, and usually they're not too accurate anyway. The government always foresees this and that, but there's always some snag.
The Seaway will reopen in April. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.